Okay, we have been taping this, haven't we, Anne-Marie? So we have that on tape, Michael. We're going to, I don't know, I think we'd be very happy to have you back for hundreds more. That might be a bit too much to impose on you and your partner, but I think you probably will hear from us at some stage to take you up on at least one more time. But on behalf of everybody here, can I just say thank you very much for coming back to Melbourne twice in 2 days, flying down from Sydney on both occasions. I was fortunate enough to be in the audience yesterday when you addressed the Melbourne Rotary Club, as you mentioned before. You didn't give them a choice yesterday on what you spoke about, but I can tell you Michael spoke about something completely different to what he spoke about tonight. It was about the failures of leadership in the lead up to the First World War. And I think your answers to questions tonight, as well as the choice that you gave us on what you spoke about tonight, I think demonstrate the very wide terrain, not surprisingly, that you could speak about, and which there'd be very attentive audiences all over the country here to listen to. So we really appreciate you being here in Monash tonight. We look forward to having you back soon. There are a few minutes left, and I understand you'll be available just in the other space on the other side of this wall to sign books. You have a book, of course, a Private Life, Fragments, Memories, Friends. I think we've got some copies available for sale. If anybody would like to purchase one, I'm sure some people will have brought their own with them, but there'll be that opportunity just over that way. So once again, thanks very much for coming, and please give a final round of applause for Michael Kirby.